USA News. I'm John Schaefer. There are signs prosecutors in Georgia may soon announce whether former President Trump will be indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. The Democratic Fulton County District Attorney has been investigating Trump and his allies for more than 2 years. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. The deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history has claimed at least 96 lives. David, a resident of Lahaina, got into a vehicle with friends to flee the flames, but the roads were gridlocked.
I ran out of the car and ran for my life. Ran down to the ocean. I was only a quarter mile from the ocean. And they said in their car that 3 of my friends in one car and 2 dogs died.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green warns crews could find 10 to 20 people per day, probably until they finish. The White House says President Biden was never in business with his son Hunter.
They keep turning up documents and witnesses showing that the president wasn't involved, never discussed these business dealings, and did nothing wrong.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the investigation led by House Republicans have yet to turn up substantial evidence to prove the allegations. Those House Republicans have accused the president of being involved in an influence peddling scheme, and they say bank records show the president was receiving payments. Some federal employees in San Francisco are being urged to work from home for now. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that the Department of Health and Human Services issued the work from home advisory due to the unsafe conditions around the Nancy Pelosi Federal Building. The HHS advisory cited the fact that the surrounding area is home to an open-air drug market and is often frequented by people who are likely to be high on various substances. And Wall Street's week is off to a positive start. Tech stocks were among the bright spots, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ rebounding after weekly losses. Tesla shares fell more than 1%, however, after the company cut prices for Model Y units in China. This is USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. That's 800-738-0170.
Toyota is recalling nearly 200,000 Tundra pickup trucks that were made at their San Antonio, Texas plant. A plastic tube that's used in the fuel line can rub against a brake line and cause a leak. The recall notice says there is also an increased risk of fire. It applies to trucks made in 2022 and 2023, and it's for both the gas-powered and electric hybrid models. Looks like all bets are off.
Mark Zuckerberg says Elon Musk isn't serious about a cage fight, and it's time to move on from their proposed showdown, the details of which were never nailed down. Zuckerberg saying Elon won't confirm a date, then he says he needs surgery, and now he asks to do a practice round in my backyard instead. Zuckerberg is actually a practitioner of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He won gold and silver in 2 featherweight white belt categories at a California martial arts tournament in May. I'm Corey Myers.
A New Hampshire woman is suing an Italian marketplace after slipping on a piece of prosciutto. The accident happened at Eataly Boston back in October of 2022. Alice Cohen of Guilford says she slipped and broke her ankle. She filed a lawsuit in Suffolk Superior Court on Friday, requesting at least $50,000 in damages. Barbie is the number one movie at the box office once again. The blockbuster brought in an estimated weekend gross of $33.7 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.